Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. This our 27th year covering the latest in consumer tech, and of course that includes things like products and services, even some gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of neat things available today and into tomorrow. And we're delighted that you tune into the program, even more delighted, in fact, very happy when you call in and participate on the program. Perhaps questions, comments, help for other listeners, share some tech rage, whatever the case, we love to hear from you. And you can join us anytime, 24/7, at your convenience. And then tune in to the next broadcast and hear your call, your participation on the show. And of course, that qualifies you for all the cool prizes that we have available for you. So just join us anytime. Of course, the easy way is to use the Into Tomorrow app. It's free in your favorite app store. Search those two words, Into Tomorrow, and then snag the app and mash that little button that says Message the Studio. Or a lot of listeners these days are joining us by way of the website and the little Ask Dave button. And you can do that on any device with a browser and a microphone. So your phone, your desktop, your laptop, your tablet, anything with a browser and a mic, just visit us at intotomorrow.com and click on that little Ask Dave microphone button that's on the right side of your browser. Or the old-fashioned way, if you use your phone as a phone, who does that anymore? Well, some people do. You can call us anytime, 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. And I mentioned anytime, 24/7, at your convenience. Online collaboration has become the norm over the last couple of years. Our next guest's company offers a platform that provides thoughtfully designed remote-first digital experiences. He is the founder and CEO of a company called Frameable, Adam Riggs. Adam, thanks for joining us. Welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine and happy to be here.
Glad to have you with us. First of all, what is remote first digital experiences? What does that mean?
Yeah, well, remote first, I think, just refers to the fact that, you know, we're not always able to be together. It doesn't mean that we can never be together. And it also doesn't mean that these tools are not helpful when we are together. But it's really just emphasizing that the purpose of the tools, or the core initial value proposition, starts with how can we work effectively, efficiently, and in an inspired way with people who we're not able to be with most of the time, or in some cases ever.
Okay, so we hear a lot about virtual spaces and people being able to use virtual spaces, certainly more environmentally friendly, I guess, as an alternative to a lot of in-person gatherings, certainly more convenient. And I'm assuming that even when we're back to whatever normal is after the pandemic, when we've all had to do everything virtually, it's still much more convenient. I still like the ability to do a Zoom interview as we're doing now as well. So folks listening on the radio can come and see all of our interviews at intotomorrow.com. So do you think that that's really kind of an opportunity? More and more people are saying, we've gotten used to it, why not keep it up?
absolutely agree with you, Dave. You know, in-person experiences are always going to be different and special from anything that's remote, that's, you know, that's possible for a long time to come. But the remote first or the remote interaction like the one we're having today also has a lot of incredible advantages. First, there's a much smaller environmental footprint. Second, as you mentioned, it's very convenient. It allows people to interact without setting aside so much time for travel. Maybe the travel wouldn't even be possible, you know? Maybe this conversation, if we had to have it in person, you know, couldn't happen for 3 months or until next year or something like that. So it is just extremely convenient, extremely environmentally friendly. And there are many other advantages as well.
So I'm assuming then that you're, for the most part, a business-to-business kind of platform, right? That this is really opportunities for companies to work well together, whether it's within that company or other companies, prospects, that sort of thing. But are there some ways that consumers can use Frameables remote tools for work or maybe even in general?
Absolutely. So... I think there are two ways to answer that question, or two parts to my answer. The first is that many of the products that we make are available to and helpful for individual buyers, individual consumers. The second way is that companies need to be in tune with the expectations, the shifting expectations of their employees. So even though some of our products might more likely be purchased by at the company level, the individual users are the employees and are the people in that company's workforce. And so it's important for the company to stay in tune with the expectations of the employees. You know, technology that people use in their personal lives, it does end up coming into the workplace in the form of their expectations about how easy things should be, how convenient things should be. And it's important for companies to keep that in mind when they're choosing tools and when they're designing their work from home or their remote work experiences that they're going to offer their employees.
Sure. Can you give us some ideas, Adam, about some of the ways that Frameables is implementing productivity so that we get a better handle on the kinds of stuff that we're talking about here?
Sure. So most of our tools are video forward or video first, we would say. They are not exclusively video on required. So in other words, you can use our video tools, our video forward tools like Rehive or like Social Hour, which is an event platform. You don't have to have your camera on in order to use them. So we support audio only, we support screen sharing, and we support video on interactions like the one that you and I are having right now. So we see the opportunity as existing on a spectrum. On one side of the spectrum are events. Events are things that have a beginning, a middle, and an end. They usually have a run of show or an agenda of some kind. And when people participate in an event, they have an expectation. Their expectations have been developed by the host, and then they will come, they will participate. It might be active for them or it might not, and then they'll leave. These examples of this would be something like a birthday party or a sales kickoff, you know, a whole variety of personal and professional event types. At the other end of the spectrum is what we call persistent virtual space. So in persistent virtual space, there is no beginning time or ending time for the space to exist. It exists whether or not you're using it, much more like physical real estate. And this is a place where people can come together either because of a certain theme or a certain style of work or a certain type of work that they're going to be doing together. And they can go there anytime they want, and they can find their colleagues, they can find their friends or colleagues, they can find their teammates, and they can do that work. So on the one side is the event business, and on the other side is what we call persistent virtual space that's not tied to specific events. And you know, companies and individuals, they'll all have different needs as far as which parts of the spectrum they are dialed into. Like some companies and some users are only interested in the event side because they want to do certain types of events with their customers, or people want to have certain kinds of events with their families, that's all fine. Other of our customers are entirely focused on persistent virtual spaces for their workforce or for their school or for their organization so that volunteers can come together. So each user is going to have a different sort of interest about where they're going to be on that spectrum.
Stay tuned. There's more to come with our guest, the founder and CEO of a company called Frameable. You can visit them at Frameable Inc., frameableinc.com. Adam Riggs, I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned. Much more to come as Into Tomorrow continues.